Have you ever pulled the suction gauge out of the green and felt your stomach drop about half a second before your brain caught up? I have. And if you fly behind round gauges and a vacuum system, you probably have too, or you will. I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and this is Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about a little black box that weighs about 7 ounces and might be the most important retrofit in general aviation right now. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. If you've hit a milestone worth marking, first solo, instrument ticket, commercial check ride, they make aviation challenge coins that actually feel like they belong on your shelf. Beautifully made, built to last. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. The UAvionics AV30C. The C stands for certified. That word matters because it means this thing has a technical standard order authorization. It's not an experimental-only gadget. It's not a panel-mounted iPad. It is a TSO'd primary flight instrument that the FAA says you can legally use to replace your attitude indicator, your directional gyro, or both, in a certified airplane under IFR. And it does it for about $2,000. Now, to understand why that number is revolutionary, you need to understand the problem it solves. And the problem is the vacuum system. If you fly a Cessna 172, a Piper Cherokee, a Beechcraft Bonanza, really any of the 60, 70, 80,000 legacy piston singles and twins in the GA fleet, you almost certainly have a vacuum-driven attitude indicator and a vacuum-driven heading indicator. They work by spinning a gyroscope at very high speed using engine-driven suction. The pump pulls air through the instrument case, and that airflow spins the gyro. It's mechanical, it's analog, and it was state-of-the-art in about 1955. Here's what most people miss: that vacuum pump is a wear item. It doesn't fail if it fails when the typical dry air pump in a piston airplane has a service life somewhere between 500 and 1,000 hours. Some go longer, some go shorter, and when they fail, they don't announce it. There's no loud bang, there's no warning light in most airplanes. The suction gauge just slowly drifts down. The gyros slowly wind down. Your attitude indicator slowly, gently, almost imperceptibly starts lying to you. And if you're in the clouds when that happens, you now have an instrument that looks like it's working but is feeding you a very slow roll into a bank you don't know you're in. The data on vacuum pump failures in IMC is ugly. The NTSB has case after case of pilots who flew into instrument meteorological conditions, lost their vacuum system, trusted the failing instruments instead of transitioning to the backup, and died. It's one of the most well-documented failure modes in general aviation. And for decades, the answer from the avionics industry was basically, well, you could buy a backup electric attitude indicator for $6,000 to $12,000, or you could install a standby battery-powered unit, or you could just replace the vacuum pump every 500 hours preventatively and hope for the best. $2,000 and 7 ounces, that's the AV30C. It slides into a standard 3 1/8-inch instrument hole. The same hole your old steam gauge attitude indicator or directional gyro sits in right now. It uses solid-state MEMS sensors, the same microelectromechanical gyroscope and accelerometer technology that's in your smartphone, except built to aviation standards and backed by a TSO. No vacuum pump needed, no spinning gyros, no wear items. It runs on ship's electrical power with an internal backup battery that gives you about 30 minutes of operation if you lose your alternator. And the display. This is where it gets interesting for anyone who's been staring at a brown over blue horizon ball for the last 3 decades. The AV30C gives you a full-color synthetic vision attitude display. You get pitch and roll, of course, but you also get heading, ground speed, altitude, vertical speed, slip skid, and configurable data fields. It can drive a heading bug. It has built-in GPS, and it can display traffic information if you pair it with a compatible ADS-B in receiver. So let me put that in perspective. For about $2,000 and a few hours of shop time, you can pull a vacuum-driven attitude indicator out of a 1978 Skylane and replace it with a solid-state, GPS-enhanced synthetic vision primary flight display that doesn't care whether your vacuum pump is alive or dead, because there is no vacuum pump in the loop anymore. Now the installation question. This is where I want to be honest, because the sticker price and the installed price are two different conversations. The AV30C itself runs about $2,000 for the unit. But you need an FAA-approved installation, which means you need an avionics shop, and shop rates for certified aircraft work typically run $150 to $200 an hour. A straightforward swap, pulling out the old attitude indicator and dropping in the AV30C, can take anywhere from 4 to 10 hours, depending on your airframe, your wiring, and whether you're replacing one instrument or two. Some shops are quoting installed prices in the $3,000 to $4,000 range for a single unit. If you're doing two, replacing both the attitude indicator and the directional gyro with a pair of AV30Cs, you might be looking at $5,000 to $7,000 all in. But compare that to the alternatives. A Garmin G5, which is the closest competitor, runs about $3,000 for the unit alone, plus installation. The Garmin GI275, which is a step up with more features, starts around $4,000 per unit, and a full Garmin G3X Touch retrofit, which is gorgeous and capable, but is a completely different class of upgrade, can run $25,000 to $50,000 installed. The AV30C is playing in a price bracket that didn't exist 5 years ago. Let me talk about what it doesn't do because the limitations matter. It is not a navigator. It will not give you moving map, flight planning, or approach guidance. It's a primary flight instrument. If you want a GPS navigator, you still need your existing panel mount or a tablet running ForeFlight. It also does not have weather overlay, terrain alerting in the traditional sense, or integrated comm radio capability. It does what an attitude indicator and a directional gyro do, but it does those things with modern sensors and a modern display. The GPS heading source is worth a separate conversation. Traditional directional gyros presets, you have to reset them against the magnetic compass every 15 minutes. The AV30C uses its internal GPS to compute ground track and can slave its heading display to that GPS track. In calm air, flying straight and level, that's great, but GPS ground track and magnetic heading diverge in a crosswind. The unit does have magnetometer capability to address this, but pilots have reported that the magnetic heading can be sensitive to installation location and nearby ferrous metals in the panel. UAvionics has been updating the firmware regularly to improve heading accuracy, and the recent software versions are significantly better than the early releases. But if heading precision matters to you, and it should, ask your shop about magnetometer calibration during installation and make sure you're running the latest firmware. The other thing I want to address is the broader industry picture, because the AV30C is not just a product. It's a signal for decades. Certified avionics has been a market dominated by two companies. You know their names, Garmin and everybody else, but mostly Garmin. And Garmin makes excellent products. I've reviewed several on this show, and I genuinely respect what they've built. But a market with one dominant player tends to price to whatever the market will bear. When a Garmin G5 was the cheapest certified glass attitude indicator available at $3,000, that was the floor. There was no lower option. You either paid that or you flew steam gauges. UAvionics came in below that floor, and the response from the market has been enormous. Shops that install these things report that demand outstrips supply on a regular basis. Pilots who had completely written off panel upgrades because the cost-to-value ratio didn't make sense for a 40-year-old airplane are suddenly calling their avionics shop. That is a market signal that says the certified avionics industry was leaving money on the table by not serving the low end of the retrofit market. And UAvionics is not done. They've recently introduced the AV30E, an electronic version designed for experimental and light sport aircraft at an even lower price point, around $1,500. They've also been expanding their ADS-B transponder line with the Tail Beacon X and the Sky Beacon X, both of which are clever form factor solutions for ADS-B out compliance. The company is clearly building a portfolio aimed at the pilot who wants modern capability without mortgaging the hangar. The data tells an interesting story about where general aviation avionics is heading. The legacy fleet isn't going away. There are roughly 150,000 active pistons, singles, and twins in the US alone, and most of them are 30 to 50 years old. They're not being replaced by new airplanes because a new Cessna Skylane costs north of $500,000. They're being kept alive, maintained, flown, loved, and those airplanes need modern instruments that are priced for an airframe worth $60,000 to $100,000, not priced for a King Air. The AV30C understood that assignment now. Should you buy one? Here's my honest take. If you fly IFR in a legacy piston airplane with a vacuum system, this should be near the top of your upgrade list. Not because the display is pretty, although it is, because eliminating the vacuum pump as a single point of failure in IMC is a genuine safety improvement backed by decades of accident data. If your vacuum pump quits in the clouds and you're flying behind steam gauges with no backup attitude source, you are in a very bad situation. If your vacuum pump quits and you have an AV30C on the panel, you glance at it and continue flying. The pump failure becomes an annoyance, not an emergency. If you're a VFR-only pilot, The calculus is different, but still interesting. The synthetic vision display and the GPS-derived flight data make it a meaningful situational awareness upgrade, especially for pilots who are working toward their instrument rating and want to start building glass cockpit habits early. My one caveat: make sure your avionics shop has done several of these installations before. The wiring is straightforward, but the magnetometer calibration and the firmware configuration make a difference in how well the heading source performs. A shop that's done 20 of these will give you a better installation than a shop doing their first one. Ask for references. 7 ounces, $2,000. No vacuum pump required. It's not the fanciest glass panel on the market, and it doesn't try to be. It's the one that finally made sense for the airplane most of us actually fly. Sources for today's segment include UAvionics product documentation, FAA TSO records, NTSB accident data on vacuum system failures, and pricing information from multiple avionics retailers and installation shops. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Vector. Fly the numbers, and I'll catch you next time on Cleared Direct.